Good evening.
Good evening.
So you're the first to arrive?
Yes. As far as I could tell, I had music the whole time.
That's an indication.
There we go. There's our second person.
Yep. Yeah. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening. Please join me in saying the end of the call.
Okay, let me mute.
Anna Bekoa, Gedulat Shemincha, Tatir, Terura, Alephikimo, Yitak, Sadi. Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sabbeinu, Tacharenu. No ra, Ufreshayan, Sintet Nun. Na Gibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Kivavat, Shamrem, Nun Gimodalit, Yud Kashin. Barchem Tacharem, Rachame Sitkatcha, Tamid Yamlem Betet Resh Saditach Yomo Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adatach Et Kuf Bet Et Nunayim Yachid Geyeh Lamcha Penei Zochre Shata Yud Gimel Lamed Hei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmati Akatenu Yodei Atalumot Shin Kufal Tzadi Yud Taf. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notse chesed la'alafim, notse awon wafesha, v'chata'av v'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty utilizing these. A verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. The verse comes from Parashat Yitro. It's Pasuk 29. And we'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kutcha b'richu ishkinke b'dchilu urchimu d'chilu d'chilu urchimu le'achta l'shem yudhei b'vavhei v'yehudah shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, lasof Torah mitzvah. Vayhino amadunai Eloheinu alina maasei yadeinu konenei alina maasei yadeinu konenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar b'kam atar taneinan dekutcha perichu koma de'aveh. Leila witata kolaihu kishot biolada bikshot leila mila bialma divae barnash bedash yaleya mineya ulanaga Beyakala na tehakulu ovada. Dikshoti nun wikola itsteris. Be alma. Our current year of 5780 has the energy, a revealed energy of compensation and a concealed energy of Shefa. The way we reveal the Shefa and connect it to the compensation is by connecting to a verse from the Tanakh that connects to both energies. Tonight we will be studying a verse from Leviticus chapter 13, verse 28. Ve'im kach kehata mod abacheret lo pasta va'or ve'hiyu kai hashe'et ha'mikvaki. Beti haro hakohen ki tzarevet hamikvahi. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. We study one verse from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It's from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom liyami liyisrael undati vushakan tata vilo yirgaz od vilo yosifu vene avla lanoto ka'asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing a verse of saying each letter with its root vowel in sequence.
Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe aka aka heta. Hey Zayo Alada La Awa Hey Heya Yozala Me Behe Ereyo Ekome La Awa Kalayo La Wawa Pehela Nulaha Yo 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 Me La Hey Hey Hewa Nuta he he a ah yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da I nu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he Sa ala reyo ashila meyo he. Wa me he wa da nu yo. He he shi a me me. Nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re. Wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo. Da me be me nu ko ayo wa he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me.
We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim utilizing the same tool.
Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he. Anu a kameta, ehe yo anu da la he wa he mea, yo ta la me re he, he yo yo he me me, la wa wa kave yo la yo wa te nu la, nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa, nu yo he, he shi ya,
Yo re ta shi ah he re la yo awa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me da anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la re yo a la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo ta he be me ka ko a la a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Sadikim who left this day, the seventh day of Nisan, which connects to the month of Tishrei, Rabbi Pinchas Zelig, Rabbi Aryeh Leib Yellen of Bialystok, Dr. Moshe Wallach, Rabbi Yitzhak of Drovich, Ben Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Aryeh Yehuda Leib Epstein, we will now connect to the Ketoret. Atahu Adonai Yohei Wahei Yohei Dawanu Heyo Eloheinu Shehiktiru Avoteinu Lifanecha Et Ketoret. Visualize the 11 Adonais surrounding it, the Ketoret. Asamin Bizman Shebet Amikdash kayam kasher tivitao tam al yad Moshe niviyach kakatu betorata vayomer Adonai Yohei Wahei Yohei Dawanu Heyo El Moshe kach lecha samim nata Ushkelet velbena, samim ulvona, zakabad bevad, ihiyasita, ota ketored rokach mase, rokeach, mimulach, tahor kodesh, vishachata mimena. Adek v'notata mimena lifei haedut v'yohel moed asher ivaed v'cha shama kodesh kadeshim tihi elachem v'ne'emar v'hikir ala v'acharon v'toret samim la boker, hape he tibo, et hane rot yati rena. Uho halot, acharon et hane rot, ein harbaim, yati rena, kithoret tamid. Lifnei Adonai Yohei Wahei Yohei Dawanu Heyo Bedorotechem Tanu Rabbanan Petum HaKetoret Ketzad Shalosh Meot Ushishim Ushmona Manim Hayuva Shalosh Meot Shishin Bahamisha Kaminyan Yabot Hahamama Nebekol Yom Mahatito Baboker Mahatito Baerev Ushlo Shamanim Yeterim Shimehem Mahbis Kohen Gadol Venotel Mehem Lo Hafnal Yom Hakipurim Mahatiran La Mateshet Erev Yom Hakipurim Kidei Lekayem Mitzvah Daka Min Hadaka V'Yachad Asar Semamanim Hayuva Ve'eluchen One Hatsari, two Hatsiporen, three Vehelbena, four Vehalvona, Mishkal Shivim, Shivim Mane, five more, six Suktia, seven Vishibolet, third, eight Vikako, Mishkal Shisa, Sar Madaya, Nine Koshtai Masar, Ten Kilufa Shilosha, 11 Kinamon Tisha, Borit Karshina Tisha Kabin, Yayan Kafrisin, Sein Telat, Beka Bin Telata, Vim Lo Matsa Yayan Kafrisin, Mevi Hamar Hivar. Atik melach sedomit rova ma'ale ashan koshehu ribinatan habavli omer af kipad hayarden koshehim natan badevash besala Vim chiser achat mikol simamanecha hayavmita Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer Chatsari ino el asherach haru Note meyatze ha'ataf Borit harshina l'mahiva Kidei l'shapot ba et ha'tziporen Kidei shetena'a Yayin kafrisin l'mahu bab kidei Lishrot bo et hatziporen Kidei shete aza Vahalome raglaim yachin Laila she'en maktisin Me raglaim Vamikdash mifne hakavot Tanya Rabbi Natan Omer Kishehu Shohek Omer Hadef Hayetev Hadef Mifnei Shehachol Yafela B'Shamayim Hayit Malachatayim Kishaira l'shalish uraliya lo shemanu. Tamar Rabbi Yehuda zehachlal im kemidata. Kishaira l'chatzayim im chiser achat mikol samam. Samamanecha Hayavita. We will say the eighth verse of the Ana Mikoach in a whisper. Please join me in saying the Shema Yisrael by covering your eyes, leaning slightly to the left, as we say together, Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. And now for the abridged Kaddish, which we use as an elevator to rise to the level of our class tonight.
And
we all say Amen. Vita darvita levita lal shemede kucha. The elamim kol birkata vishirata. Ushbechata vimechemata. Dami ran bi alma. Yehe shlama rabba min shemaya. Vechayim aleinu vi al kol Yisrael. Oh, say shalom, bim romau. Uya say shalom aleinu, the all call Yisrael. Bim ruamein. Today's class can be found on the unique astrological times sheet. And that can be found underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage, or if on a mobile device, it's usually at the bottom of the page. Once the unique astrological times link is opened up, scroll down approximately 60% of the way to where it says About Shabbat HaGadol. And there's a link under that regarding Shabbat HaGadol. Is it tradition or is it an energy that we have forgotten the meaning? That's the handout for tonight, which actually was an earlier email from the year 5770, almost 10 years ago. We will start with the Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud kutcha brichu ishkinte bidhilu urchimu udhilu udhilu urchimu. Leakta Lashem yudhe bavate. The Yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La sok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino amadonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadenu kononei aleinu maasei yadenu kononeihu. The name of this week's parasha is Tzav, which means command. And we know that command is idol worship. But it also has a special Shabbat, a special name. It's called Shabbat HaGadol, which means the big Shabbat, or the mature Shabbat, or the large Shabbat. There's no special reading. There's the normal Parasha of Tzav. There's the normal Maftir within Parasha Tzav. There is a Haftorah from Ezekiel. But there's no special reading. So why does it have a special name? Traditionally, the rabbis will give in a very impassioned drash that takes a long time. If the rabbi normally gives you a 30-minute drash on Shabbat, this one is going to be an hour and a half. But there's never an explanation as to why it's called Shabbat HaGadol, why the rabbi does this huge drash. The explanation is, it's an important Shabbat because it's the Shabbat before Passover, before Pesach. And a lot of people come to the synagogue, and so the rabbi takes the opportunity to impress his flock by saying a long sermon. But let us continue to read. These explanations as to why the Shabbat before Pesach is called Shabbat HaGadol have never satisfied me. They are always dealing with the physical leaving of Egypt. They're always dealing with a connection to physicality, to the actions of the redemption, but without the spiritual explanation of those actions. And we know that nothing in our tradition is due to physical things. They're always spiritual. The gematria of the word Hagadol is 42. And this relates to the 42-letter name of God, known as the Ana Bekoach. It is taught that Hashem used this name to create our physical world. This Shabbat before Pesach is the purpose of creation. Pesach is the purpose of creation. How do we understand that Pesach, the redemption from Egypt, is the purpose of creation? The first creation were a lot of physical items, but primarily it was Adam and Chava, was the purpose of creation. But they didn't succeed in their spiritual work. They fell. They sinned. And then we had 10 generations where any given person could have brought the redemption, but none did. And then we had the flood. And then we had 10 more generations, only this was the basis of a family. Every family together could have brought the redemption, but none did. And then we had the Tower of Babel and the creation of the 70 nations. And then we went into the stories of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. And what were those? By themselves, they could not bring the redemption. As a family, they could not bring a redemption. But as a nation, they could bring the redemption. and yet the redemption has not yet come. The first redemption, that of Egypt, came, and there have been other redemptions to bring out after the destruction of the first temple into slavery in Babylonia. They were brought back and built the second temple. That's a redemption. The Shabbat before Pesach is the purpose of creation. It needs an explanation. And the explanation is that the children of Israel as a nation are to bring the redemption. The purpose of the creation is the redemption. It's because Passover, Pesach, translation, the mouth that speaks, Pesach is the redemption. It's the setting free. Pesach is the revelation of the light of creation, the light of the Torah, in a vessel that has decided through free choice to reveal that light. And that is the reason why Shabbat HaGadol is called Shabbat HaGadol. As Rashi has said, the Torah should not start with Bereshit, the phrase in a beginning, but it should start with the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh that was given to the children of Israel to control the astrological influences before they left Egypt. Even while they were still slaves, they were still controlled by the Egyptians. The same should be said about the Shabbat before the first Pesach, Shabbat HaGadol. This Shabbat has the energy of the Exodus, which is the energy of creation, and also the purpose of creation. It is fitting that the reading, which is always on Shabbat HaGadol, is Tzav. This reading has 96 verses, which is the gematria of the name of the parasha, Tzav. Tzav is spelled Sadi Vav, which is 96. And there are 96 verses. And this only happens in this one parasha. Now, those of us who are sure that there is no coincidences, we have to understand why this is. The reading of Parsha Tzav is a vaccine against idol worship. That's why the word command, Tzav, connects to idol worship. 2,000 years ago, no one knew what a vaccine was. Today, we're all trying to find the vaccine for the coronavirus. What is a vaccine? A vaccine is the introduction into the body of an enemy, of a destructive force. but a destructive force that has been weakened so that the body can fight the destructive force. The body can create antibodies to attack that destructive force. We know that the word tzav means command, and that command is doing idol worship. And we've explained why that is. Because once you accept a command from something outside of yourself, even Hashem, you give up your free will. You become under the authority of whoever gave you the command. And Hashem created free will for a reason. I'm continuing to read. Many religious people speak of doing Hashem's will. We must grow our consciousness to understand that Hashem created us to reveal His light. Did someone want to ask a question? We need to understand that Hashem created us to reveal His light. Therefore, His will is our desire. His light is our desire. Our desire is what Hashem wants. Our desire is the will of Hashem. Of course, this must be understood, that when our desire is selfish, it must first be cleansed by changing it to a desire to receive in order to share. This is the essential teaching of Kabbalah. This is the essential lesson that we must learn as we cleanse our homes and ourselves of chametz, which is the puffed up ego that leaves no room for Hashem. There are 14 spaces in this parasha. Each space represents a connection to Hashem. The number of 14 teaches us that this is the malchut, or the manifestation of the year. Our hands have 14 bones, 3 bones in each of our 4 fingers, and 2 in our thumbs. This is a total of 14. When we have 2 hands, we have 28 bones, and 28 is the Hebrew word koach, which means power or strength. Our strength comes from our hands. Our power comes from our manifestation, using our hands. We manifest things with our hands. In this parasha, we learn the lessons of manifesting our ultimate desire, which is to get close to Hashem, or closer to Hashem. Remember, if we had 3 hands, it would be 14 plus 14 is 28, plus the third hand of 14 is 42. Creation is using our 3 hands. You think you don't have 3 hands? When Hashem took Eve from the back of Adam and put her next to him, next to his side, And the two of them grasped hands together. We now have three hands. The left hand of Eve, the right hand of Adam, and the central hand of the two, male and female, grasping each other's hands. This is why there are 42 letters in the name of creation. Our ultimate desire is to getting closer to Hashem. But this has to be our free choice. We want to get closer to Hashem because we want greater pleasure. The closer you are to Hashem, the stronger is the light, the greater is the pleasure. But to have this consciousness of choosing to get closer to Hashem, to give pleasure to Hashem, not just to receive pleasure from Hashem. This is the ultimate level of consciousness that a human being can achieve. This is the consciousness that Moses achieved. This is the consciousness of the parash of the Sephirot, or the non-Sephirot, that we call Dat, knowledge. So you have cleansed yourself of chametz for Pas Pesach. You have cleansed yourself of your ego. You have cleansed your house for Pesach. Do you understand that there is no difference? When you cleanse yourself, you're cleansing your house. When you cleanse your house, you're cleansing yourself. They're one and the same thing. When we correct ourselves, we correct all of the things that we have, that Hashem has given us. Understanding this relationship of physicality to spirituality, the unification of all things being oneness, this is a tremendous growth in consciousness. And this is the meaning of Shabbat HaGadol. In Parashat Tzav, we have an unusual connection with it, with the Tree of Life, with the center of the Torah in verses. Between verses 7 and 8 of chapter 8 is the center of the Torah in verses. It is recommended that the reader stop at this point to allow the congregation to meditate on what does it mean to be at the middle point of something, especially the middle of the light of Torah. The ultimate lesson of Torah is balance. The middle, the center, or balance is the path for each of us relative to our own corrections. When we realize that our desire is Hashem's desire, that our will is Hashem's will, that the purpose of life is to be in balance and achieve balance with our actions, by removing our chametz, our ego, by eating matzah, which is bread without ego, we achieve freedom from our desire to receive for oneself alone. And this is the only battle we will ever have to win. This is the only battle, the only war that we will ever have to fight. This war will wage forever in our lives until the coming of Mashiach. Until then, we will always have to fight this battle for our desire to receive for oneself alone and transform it into the desire to receive in order to share. The first step in planning and winning this battle is to learn the difference between sharing and giving. I give what I want to give without consciousness of the receiver. I share what is best for this receiver of what I share because I have removed my personal investment in giving what I want, and I share what is best for my friend. This is the consciousness that can be received during the reading of Tzav on Shabbat HaGadol. This is the end of our class tonight. Are there any questions? And while you're unmuting yourselves, I'll remind you, tomorrow is Wednesday, and Wednesday, during this period, we're going to have four classes. One will be at 7 a.m., and that is the Nisan readings, the Nisan study. One will be at 11 a.m., and that is a Jewish history class. And one will be at 7:30, the Deeper Zohar class. And one will be at 10 p.m. 7 p.m., which is the questions and answers classes. Remember, Wednesday is four different classes. Starts at 7 a.m. and ends at 7 p.m. with a class at 11 a.m. and at 4:30 p.m., along with the two 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. classes. Does anyone have any questions? I bid you all a beautiful evening and look forward to our classes tomorrow.
Hello? Hello?
Shalom.
Hello?
Shalom.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
I can hear you.
On the seventh of Nisan is...
Yes.
What,
it's tomorrow.
What,
it's tonight and tomorrow.
What do you do for the seventh of Nisan?
On the unique astrological times link, on that page, you scroll down to where it says first days of Nisan.
Okay.
It's the link above Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And on that page, there'll be a link for the seventh day of Nisan. And that link is the handout to study at the 7 a.m. class.
A link to the handout at 7 a.m. or p.m.?
That's the handout that we will study tomorrow at 7 a.m. Pacific time.
Oh, okay. All righty. So we're doing that tonight? Is that what
we're
looking at?
No, we're doing it tomorrow morning.
Oh, okay. So that's for the 7th of Nisan. Okay.
Correct.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Was there any other questions? Have a good evening. Shalom Gadol to all.
Shalom Gadol.
Thank you. Shalom. Thank you.
Yeah, sure.